Yesterday, on my Facebook page, I posted a story about how Richmond City finished painting the red paint on the bus lines, I mean, a whole month before they were scheduled to. So, you know, it's like a management victory for the city of Richmond that they painted the red paint and got it done in the summertime, a whole month early. I mean, I think it's questionable that we're painting the bus lines red anyway. I don't know that that is smart. I don't know that it makes the city look good, you know, physically or otherwise. I mean, the only thing missing is the sickle and hammer. I guess they'll add that later. Look, if anything can fix Richmond, I'd be interested in talking to you about it. But one of the announcements that was made recently is that they're going to allow unions for a lot of the employees of the city. And I can't think of anything that's going to make stuff worse than allowing unions. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. How did this come about? Senator Ryan McDougal, who blessedly doesn't have the burden of representing the city of Richmond, is with us this morning. And so remind me that all of this was another one of the bad things that happened when Democrats ran everything lock, stock, and barrel in 2020, right?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And you're absolutely correct. During the time where the House, the Senate, and the governor's office were all controlled by Democrats, this was a bill that passed. There was an attempt to eliminate right to work in Virginia, but that was unsuccessful.
Thank God.
But this was successful, mm-hmm. And this is pretty egregious in my opinion. You have then government employees that are unionizing. By ordinances in other jurisdictions, they have the right to personal information of other employees that they would not have access to otherwise.
Like what?
Their cell phones, their home addresses, things that the union can get through ordinance in other jurisdictions. Hmm. And if there is collective bargaining and they do bargain, what it establishes is how every employee will all have to be treated exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So if an employee is not performing, the union is still going to protect them. And the employees are going to be required to pay union dues, whether they agree with that process or not. So
I mean, that's what it's really all about, isn't it, Senator McDougal?
It is.
Is to get money for the unions.
Well, and the cost to the taxpayers is going to be substantial. Mm-hmm. Portsmouth recently indicated that their estimate was over $2 million in additional cost just for dealing with the things like human resources and attorneys over the bargaining process. If there's an issue with what employees are receiving, whether direct cash payments or benefits or working conditions of the schools or support for the police department in the city, those things can be addressed now. City council and the mayor have the authority and the ability to deal with them. Mm-hmm. This is not going to make it better, and it is going to be more expensive for the citizens of Richmond. The results, in my opinion, will not be better, and people are going to have to pay into union dues, even if that's not something that they agree with.
Yeah.
And I'll remind you, unions in the 2020 election cycle spent $1.8 billion on politics. So this is...
And where'd that money go, by the way?
Oh, I didn't get any of it, and I don't know any of my Republican colleagues that were benefited from union advertising or efforts.
Yeah, they're not helping the pro-capitalist freedom group within the Republican Party. They're aligned with the leftists, and that's bad news. Can they go on strike? Let's say that all the school teachers unionized, I guess. Formal union, well, not just an association. Can they go on strike?
Currently, under the Virginia statute, that is the one thing that they would not be able to do currently. But certainly, if we didn't used to have the ability to even collectively bargain, so I would anticipate at some point there would be legislation to grant that authority. But there are things that you don't just have to go on strike. If everybody gets sick on the same day or the same week, or there can be other ways to deal with that. But the real issue, if somebody wants to join a union, they have a right to do it, associate with them. But it should not be something that all the employees have to do. And if you're a public employee, you're mm-hmm. getting paid by tax dollars, mm-hmm. you should not be part of the union. You have the ability to vote. You have the ability to organize and have a voice in your community. That the additional money that would go either to the administrative or to union dues could go to the things that you're trying to advocate for. Mm-hmm. Higher pay, fixing schools, fixing roads. Those are that's where the resources should be spent and not with collective bargaining and union dues.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, I would agree with you. And I've been a government employee, so I am loath to trash, you know, the entirety of government employee work. But I will tell you, I encountered over and over again people who had been in their job for 10, 15 years who basically told me to buzz off. It's lunchtime. I don't care what your crisis is. Or, you know, it's 5:05 and you know what? I'll deal with it tomorrow. And I'm like, this is urgent. This is a problem. And I came from the private sector where if you had a problem and it was 5:05, you know what? Hang with me till 5:30 because we got to get this resolved and this is our responsibility. And that's just not the mindset changes with the arrival of unions. And I think it's good for bosses not to abuse people, absolutely, but there's a balancing act, and the unions don't allow for the balance. You know, they just bring about a different, not customer service oriented, not concerned about the taxpayer oriented mindset, and that's got to burn us long term. Is there any way to roll this back in the future, or is this kind of a done deal that no return?
The 2023 elections could play a significant part in that. Now, we still have divided government in Virginia with the Senate having a Democratic majority. That would have to change to roll it back. But again, the things that people want as workers right now, it is a worker pro environment.
Yeah.
If you want a different job or a different jurisdiction, everyone is advertising. People are paying sign-on bonuses, retention bonuses, all those things to get employees. Collective bargaining is not the way to get that because it just takes more money out of the system. It doesn't add more to the worker.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere you want as a worker today.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Unless you've got like a one-off job that can't be easily replicated, the it's tilted in favor of the employee. You know, if you're working at a air conditioning company or fast food joint, go complain and you're likely to get some bone thrown to you to try to keep you in place, and that's really important. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining us to talk about this. I am lamenting the fact that this is taking hold, especially in places like Richmond City, where they don't have a reputation. No offense to my friends who work kind of diligently in Richmond City to try to counterbalance the folks who don't work. But Richmond doesn't have a great reputation for turning things around on time and getting stuff done fast and accurately and with a customer service attitude. And I just can't believe that this is going to be helpful to try to make the capital city successful. And I'm glad that you're willing to speak out about this entire process so that, you know, people can understand it. Thank you, Senator McDougal.
Well, thank you. And please, our prayers are with you as you go through this difficult time. I lost my dad 9.5 years ago. It's never easy. Yeah. And your dad was a great guy and enjoyed serving with him.
Ryan, I really appreciate that. And I'll tell my mom when I talk to her later. You know, she loves you. So she'll be very glad that you said something. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.